Now, the Delta variant represents more than 99% of cases tracked to the country. The variant has fueled outbreaks across the country throughout the summer, and it's hitting those who don't have the COVID vaccine hard. The CDC says the U.S. has administered more than 380 million doses of vaccines in the country as of Friday morning. The agency says more than 211 million people have gotten at least one dose, while 180 million are fully vaccinated. This report includes vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer, as well as Johnson & Johnson. One thing federal health officials are continuing to say is necessary to keep the virus at bay is booster shots. News Nation's Michael Shore is live in Los Angeles for us tonight. Michael, proponents of a third shot got some not so great news late last week from the FDA.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, the Biden administration has said from the get-go that they're going to be listening to the science, listening to the advisors, and not making this policy themselves. But they did say that they wanted to go ahead and after 8 months say that Americans who have already been shot, gotten the shot, already been vaccinated, should get that booster shot. The FDA divided on that, and the Biden administration now is going to wait and see what happens in what will be a big week for booster shots. An advisory committee of the CDC set to meet this week to discuss how to recommend booster shots for the millions of Americans who received the Pfizer vaccine.
I believe, as a scientist who's been following it, that ultimately the real proper regimen will turn out to be the original two shots plus a boost.
It has not been an easy road for the Biden administration's plan to get boosters into the arms of Americans 8 months after receiving their second dose. Two FDA vaccine regulators have resigned, and the CDC now divided on who should receive these shots.
They have decided 18-0 that in people over 65 or immune compromised, that they should get a booster. They have yet to decide whether or not those under 65 that are not immune compromised should get a booster. They voted 16-2 against that idea.
California Dr. Jim Benzian saying a sign of progress is that this time it is about the need rather than the risk.
One thing that we have a very good handle on about the vaccines is the risk. There's millions and millions of doses that have been given, and so we have a really good idea about the risk profile, which is extremely low for all of the vaccines.
Doctors also saying that these vaccines are modeled with boosters in mind.
If we had a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, the second one was a booster.
Dr. Anthony Fauci admonishing not to get distracted by booster shots.
Our highest priority still is getting the unvaccinated vaccinated, and there should be no confusion about that. The highest priority is not getting boosters.
This week, the administration awaits the doctor's orders.
And Aaron, today the president getting a little bit of good news, a Fox News poll giving him good numbers on his handling of the vaccine and of COVID, of the pandemic. 54-44 giving approval to this White House for the way they've handled getting these shots in people's arms. And to that end, that has to be a bit of comfort to the White House. Aaron?
Michael Shore reporting for us out of L.A. Michael, thank you.